When he walked in to have a conversation about it, he was let go.
Building a company from nothing is freaking hard. Us entrepreneurs are expected to deal with unimaginable challenges and somehow keep a cool head through it all. This is The Art of Entrepreneurship, and I'm your host, Jackie Hermes. I grew my company, Excelity, from 0 to 7 figures with no partners and no funding. The Art of Entrepreneurship is a show where we cut through the BS and dig into what it actually takes to start and grow a company. If you give me your time, I promise it won't be wasted. Now let's get to work.
Hello and welcome back to The Art of Entrepreneurship. Okay, before we get into today's recording, I want to say something. Life feels heavy right now for a lot of people, including me. I'm hearing it in, honestly, pretty much every conversation that I have with founders, with leaders, with my team, with friends. There is just a lot of uncertainty. There is pressure. There's personal stuff. There's political stuff. And when multiple things in our lives feel hard, it can start to really wear on us. Like right now, just stuff is popping up in my dreams. I'm waking up in the middle of the night again. And I think you can start to wonder, like, why is this happening to me? I recorded this episode a while ago. So we are going to revisit. Life happens to you. It's called Life Doesn't Happen to You. It happens for you. But the message feels maybe even more relevant right now. This isn't about pretending that things aren't hard, and it's not about being toxically positive or slapping a silver lining on everything. It's all about perspective. And I think as entrepreneurs and leaders, we don't get to control the challenges that surround us. We only get to control our own mind and the meaning that we assign to what happens in our lives. So if you are in a season of hard, I hope that this episode gives you a different lens and a different way to look at it. Good morning and welcome back to The Art of Entrepreneurship. I was thinking about what to talk about today, and I wanted to cover a, harder hitting business topic. But instead, I decided on this because it's very timely for me and it might be timely for you too. The topic today is life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you. The background is the last few months of my life haven't exactly been super easy. I've kind of been waiting for the signs of an impending breakdown. You know, when the stress piles up and then finally you just flip out. Well, maybe that doesn't happen to you, but it definitely happens to me. And surprisingly, I have been fine. I've been good. And I think that's largely due to a change in how I take care of myself and a change in my attitude over the last couple of years. And I've been thinking about this a lot lately, about how life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you. Even the bad things that end up happening are for a good reason, and it always works out. For example, the things that have been happening in my life recently, well, I was really freaking sick in December and ended up in the ER. That was not fun. I got T-boned about a week ago, cars totaled. I'm okay physically, you know, just another not fun thing to deal with. And then there has been a lot of stuff happening within the business as well. And it's kind of, I guess, business as usual in running an agency. It's never just simple, smooth sailing, but a lot of unexpected things happened and that can just be not fun. It's never fun to be surprised. At least I don't love being surprised. Like throw me a surprise party. Yay, I'm all in. Surprise me with bad news. I'm not into that. I doubt really anyone is. So I wanted to tell you, I guess, some stories that happened within the last few years that have really helped me build this mentality and this muscle about life happening for you, not to you. First, I'm going to start with the story of a good friend. I'm going to keep this person anonymous because it is their story. I know they don't mind that I tell it, but a friend of mine a few years ago had a job that he had been at for years. It was like 4 or 5 years, and he was an executive there, and he worked his butt off. He was there all the time. And this guy never complains about anything, but he started complaining about work. And I was like, something does not seem like it's going well. And it turns out that his boss had kind of started targeting him. He didn't like how outspoken he was. He didn't like that he was really respected in the organization. And I think he saw him as competition. And then some things had changed in this guy's personal life. And he didn't like some of those things. Like, he had lots of comments about what my friend was up to personally on the weekends. And it was nothing bad. And also weird, none of your business. So my friend had started a little bit of a side hustle. It was just like a tiny bit of consulting on the side. And he put it on his LinkedIn. And when he put it on his LinkedIn, his boss flipped out. Even though this was acceptable for other people within the company, apparently this was a big issue. Even though he was showing up at work, he was giving his all. I think you all know, if you've listened to this podcast, that at Excelity, you want to have a side hustle. As long as your job is getting done, you're happy, clients are happy, have at it. You know, like, I fully support that. Go make that money. Well, apparently this CEO did not have the same mentality. And when he walked in to have a conversation about it, he was let go, which my hunch is that it was a little bit more about the personal and the interpersonal issues than it really was about doing a few hours of consulting on the side. And I talked to this guy just before he had this meeting. And I was like, well, if you get fired, what are you going to do? He was like, oh no, that's not going to happen. They totally need me. But we prepped for it anyway. This is something I do with a lot of my friends. You know, like, they call me for business advice or personal advice. And we all call each other and talk to each other. That is the benefit of having a great group of friends that is also climbing in their careers, entrepreneurs, and stuff like that. But he was prepared to go in and negotiate. And he ended up getting 6 months of severance because he had been there and because he was an executive. And it turned out to be the best possible thing it could have been for him, which is wild. Usually when you get fired, you're like, oh God, do I have to go look for another job? And also you're angry and you feel slighted, right? He got 6 months of runway to build his company. And he had a full company, a full roster of customers within those 6 months. So something that was really bad that happened to him ended up being for him. And it pushed him into something that he might not have done otherwise. All right, y'all, it's shameless plug time. I want to take a quick break to chat with you about Excelity, my full service marketing agency. For the last 12 years, we've been working closely with B2B software and service companies. Now we are expanding and looking for growth stage companies with a bold vision, but maybe lacking the marketing strategy or resources to get there. Or hey, you might have resources that just aren't working out. We definitely see that all the time. At Excelity, our team gets results and we have a ton of fun doing it. I'm sure you can tell that from listening to this podcast. So if you or someone you know is a fit, check us out at excelitymarketing.com or reach out to me directly on LinkedIn. Okay, so I have a few stories of my own too. I think there are a lot of stories that I could tell, but I want to talk about some more recent stuff as well. So in my agency, over the last couple of years, we have really leveled up in every single way. We've leveled up how we manage clients, how we report on success, how we deliver services. I think we've done a really freaking fantastic job, and we hadn't lost a client for a long time until the end of last year. And we had two clients term at the same time. One ran out of money, and that is kind of a hazard of the kinds of clients we work with. They raise money, they spend it, and if they're not making very much money, well, then they have to go raise again. So they ran out of money. And the second had verbally renewed their contract for January 1st. And then on January 1st, I got an email that the head of marketing was leaving. And you know that when a new head of a department comes in, they always want to bring in their own people or they want to do their own evaluation. And so we're still kind of in a holding pattern with that one. Now, my agency works with a smaller amount of clients on retainer and we work with them on an ongoing basis. So we really only have 10, 12, sometimes 15 clients at a time. So losing two larger clients and tens of thousands of dollars a month is a big hit for a company like ours. And it was just not fun to deal with. But the silver lining here is that I really came to understand that I couldn't be just sitting on our book of business. I had gotten comfortable, a little bit too comfortable, because we hadn't had client turnover in so long and we were doing so well. We're upselling all of our clients. Our clients are happy. We're not getting any complaints, which for any of you who work in, own, or who have ever worked in services companies, you know, it's very easy to get complaints because misaligned expectations are often the name of the game, which is something that we work really hard to not have to deal with. It made me realize that I needed to be doing more active outreach, asking people for referrals, all of the things that I talked to you about a few episodes ago when I talked about our sales initiatives for Q1. And now our pipeline is hopping and there are really good things happening, but it took that loss and for me to get a little scared, right? For me to realize that I had to step up and get uncomfortable and get out of my comfort zone. The last story that I will tell is that we've had some transition on our team recently. It's always hard to when it's leadership transition. This happened a few years ago as well. I think as you grow a company and as you level up, you have to make sure that everyone on the team is leveling up with you. And not everyone wants to do that, right? It's hard work. It is a lot of dedication, and it's okay if not everyone wants to be along on the ride with you forever. You know, like I take a lot of pride in our company and keeping people on the team for a long time. And I think we treat our team very well. We try as hard as we can to make sure that they are mentally healthy, they are psychologically safe at work, and they feel comfortable in speaking to us. And so this transition can be natural, but when it was happening, I was like, oh crap. When you are an owner or a leader of a company and transition at that level happens, it's all going to fall on you. It all fell on myself and Jenny, who is the other owner of Excelity. And at first we were like, uh-oh, this is going to be hard. And as we got going and kind of absorbed these roles into our day-to-day, we realized that it was a huge blessing and it turned into something so good for the company. I had worked my way out of a lot of client work, and now I really have my hands in a lot of stuff. And man, it is fun. It's fun. It's exciting. And seeing how happy clients are when you're doing good work for them is something that you kind of lose sight of as you, you know, are actually running the company versus working directly with clients. And I've gotten to take over managing our client services team. And that's really fun too. It is so cool to be able to connect with them on the wins and the challenges and help them figure out how to work through the things that are really hard about being an account manager or being a strategist within a company. So again, hard things happened. Transition on the team. It's always hard when that happens. And every time that we've had a transition, I have learned that it ends up being for the best in some way, shape, or form. So remember, life does not happen to you. It happens for you. And whatever you're going through right now that feels freaking hard, it might feel terrible. Know that there is more for you on the other side of this. Another thing that I do is think through all of the challenges that I have overcome and how I've come out the other side. Every time I go through something, I'm like, okay, I've been through hard things before and it feels so terrible right now. And I know that time heals all. And in a few weeks, in a few months, I am going to be so happy. I'm going to be stronger. I'm going to be tougher. I'm going to be mentally tougher as well. And everything is going to work out in the end. One of my favorite phrases is, if not this, then something better. Anytime you lose a customer, you get fired from a job, you know, get laid off, whatever it may be, if not this, than something better. If you can't have what you thought you wanted, you're going to go and find something better. And you have to believe in yourself and trust in the process. All right, that is all I have for you today. I really appreciate you sitting with me through this rant. I guess it wasn't really a rant, but it's a topic that I feel really passionate about. And like I said, is very timely for me. And I hope that it reached you and is helping you as well. If you got value out of this podcast, if you enjoyed this message, please share it with one person that needs to know that life is happening for them. It is not happening to them. And I will talk to you next time.